Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck it. Look it around the edge.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in what makes romance work.
The rectum is a very, very fine mucous membrane. It tears very easily.
I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers.
But I am worried about doing damage to the rectum.
When I plan a date, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us.
Well, I can't guarantee anything.
Music is the most important thing to set the mood for the night.
Some people like it when their partner pees on their face.
When I play a special song, it's very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly.
This is abuse.
A song can speak for me when I cannot put my feelings into words.
And then you have anal sex.
I listen to a solo and I think of it well.
You go to oral sex and you're putting feces in your mouth.
When it's dark, turn on the music. I light the candles. There is no timetable for us.
That's not what you normally do with a penis.
For the fantasy that we will make come true.
Because that's what this is. This is fantasy, folks.
I'm all wet down there.
Hi, freaks! It's Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, it's time to play Sexy Plinko! Plus, I introduce you to the worst family ever. Sorry about murdering all those people. And Seal on Penguin Rape. All this plus your voicemails today on Distorted View Daily.
You shit!
You fuck me while I fucking give birth to a baby! Oh!
What the fuck is going on? Who is this Michelle and Wade? You're telling me to call her up.
Alright, hey freaks, Timenton with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily, back for the Tuesday edition. Real quick, before we start the program, I just have to mention something. I don't want to talk about this, but I'm sort of forced to. Recently, you may have noticed the shows are being posted a little bit later in the evening. A couple times during the week, I have missed a show and made up those shows on the weekend, and today I'm going to tell you why. This is something I wanted to keep kind of quiet, but unfortunately, the local news has decided to run a story on me. So it's a matter of time before you find out for yourselves what has been happening. I may or may not be facing some jail time due to some alleged drug-fueled homicides.
Watching out for you, this is KZI 9 News at 5.
Good evening, I'm Brian Richardson.
And I'm Brandi Smith. Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend. KZI 9 News reporter Jennifer Richardson spoke exclusively with the suspect's father. She has our top story at 6.
He's a retard. Scumbag, junkie, whore, pig. People don't dream that in nightmares. What I had to live.
Larry Henson's son, Timothy, is behind bars charged with killing his mother-in-law's husband, 19-year-old George Michaud, and her 70-year-old ex-husband, Milton Leach.
Keep him away from me. I got enough fucking aggravation as it is.
It smells like cow shit in here.
The Coos County District Attorney says somehow a fight started in the car on 101, and Timothy's wife was shot in the arm.
I think she's fucking doing crank. Not a little smoking pot. I'm talking the shit they pump in her fucking arm and die from.
Fucking skank, crank, whore.
The car pulled over. That's when the DA says Henson shot George Michaud and Milton Leach, leaving them for dead. People driving along the highway started calling 911 after seeing their bodies along the road.
911, do you need police, fire, and ambulance?
Police.
Where?
I'm taking to McDonald's on Delaware.
What's going on there?
I ordered a 10-piece chicken nugget with a small fry, and she said that they didn't have any chicken nuggets.
A neighbor says his friend was related to one of the victims.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Larry Henson says he plans on visiting his son in jail, trying to make sense of what happened.
Fucking whore!
The DA says Timothy Henson ordered his wife and mother-in-law back in the car and made them drive away. That's what the kidnapping charges stem from. Henson appeared before a judge today. He'll be back in court next Tuesday.
Tuesday, my longest fucking day. You know, and I do extended shows and stuff, so that's why I have been a little preoccupied. There are a bunch of bullshit charges coming after me because I'm a celebrity. They want my money. By the way, if any of you freaks want to try your hand at remixing that news story, it's real. Just search for Tim Henson murder on YouTube. I think you guys could have some fun with that, inserting clips and stuff. By the way, did you listen closely to the news story? This part in particular.
Timothy is behind bars charged with killing his mother-in-law's husband.
His mother-in-law's husband.
19-year-old George.
19-year-old. His 19-year-old mother-in-law's husband.
George Michaud and her 70-year-old ex-husband.
And her ex-husband is 70. There's some weird shit going down. There's also some great real clips from Timothy Henson, his father, Larry Henson.
He's not a dangerous person.
No, he was just high on meth and murdered two people. I wouldn't call that dangerous.
I think he just flew off the handle.
I've been known to do that from time to time. It's something us Hensons have in common. All right. So have fun remixing that. By the way, when I was trying to find clips for the fake Tim Henson's father, I hit a fucking gold mine. Like, I've got enough material now for, like, a year's worth of Distorted View from one dysfunctional family. This kid recorded his insane, drunk, drug addict father and his insane, drunk, drug addict hoarder mother in the early 2000s. Like, all these clips are, like, from, like, 2000, 2001, 2002. He uploaded them onto YouTube a couple years ago. There's got to be, like, 150, 200 clips of the father just flipping out, fighting with the mother. The mother has the mother, I shit you not. The mother has 145 rabbits living in the house. That causes a lot of tension in the family for a while until, like, animal control comes. And the mother gets super pissed because she's not around. And the father, who hates the rabbits, let them come in. And, you know, the rabbits had to go. And I think that's what ultimately led to their divorce. It's a whole saga. I was captivated, and it's hilarious. It's like a modern-day Peter and Raymond, but Peter and Raymond are married, and it's a man and a woman, and the kid is involved, and it's sad when you think about the living conditions this poor kid had to grow up in. He was about 19 or 20 when he was recording these clips of his parents. I'm trying to get an interview with him, because over the next few days, we're going to be playing some clips, and I know you guys are going to be enthralled like I was. Let me play you just a little bit of this kid's parents fighting. This isn't really about anything in particular. This is just to give you a little overview. I think the father's upset because the mother didn't buy him Boost. He likes to drink Boost.
I want to hear it.
You don't know who the bills are on this house at all. Or you would know I don't have any money.
I wouldn't gave you money to get me fucking Boost.
You
now you knew this was going to piss me off, and you did it on purpose.
No, I didn't.
No, yeah, you did, because I asked you yesterday about it.
And I told you.
This is tame for them. This is them getting along.
Right, just like you told me you were going to do the secret report, and I guess the rug's sitting out there still to get rained on, ain't it?
It's in the living room. Shut up.
Unbelievable.
Or go upstairs.
I am going upstairs.
Stay up there.
Fuck you. I ain't your animal. Don't talk to me like your fucking animal.
You need help.
Yeah, I need help, all right. I need help figuring out my wife's fucking mentalness.
What's wrong with
who me? Thinks everything unimportant is so important.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, oh, yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because I say you don't go to the...
Why? Because all you worry about is your 200 fucking barnyard animals.
I mean, there's just so many clips to choose from here.
Do me a favor.
This is a random clip.
Pack your bags and go live with your junkie boyfriend, whoever he is. And start getting your fucking rodents out of my house. Slut. Fucking whore. You fucking lying, fucking skank, crank, whore.
Look, they're both messes. The father is actually legally blind. He can't work. He used to be the breadwinner. Now the wife has to work. And the father still sort of expects the wife to, like, cook for him and stuff. And I think that sort of leads to arguments. And while the wife is away, you know, she's expecting her husband to feed her 200 rabbits, and he doesn't want anything to do with that.
That's the whole thing here, because you're punishing your husband because your husband can't work no more.
No, I'm not.
The fuck you're not.
No, I'm not.
What do you call it then? What do you call this?
What do I like to do?
What you like to do? Aggravate the fuck out of your husband. That's what you like to do.
She burnt his grilled cheese sandwich. That's what he's asking about. Look at this. What do you call this? Burnt sandwich. This is like a domestic violence PSA.
It's like you did, playing band.
Plain and simple, Lise. Anybody can tell you.
Go ahead, Tommy.
What's for dinner? Grilled cheese? Burnt grilled cheese?
I have heart attacks.
I don't give a shit. Make me have a heart attack. My temples are throbbing. I got high blood pressure and all the other crap. Do you care?
Go move with your mom.
You know, if I get a chance to talk to this kid, his name is TJ. If I get a chance to talk to TJ, I'm going to tell him he needs to... Fuck the video. I mean, the video, a lot of it is just, like, a camera pointed at a wall. Like, he's really just trying to capture the audio. Put it... You know, sell it on iTunes. This really could be the next Peter and Raymond.
Keep threatening me, dipshit.
You keep talking to me like that, there won't be no food in the house.
Good. Thanks for making me burn the fucking shit out of you. Thanks a lot, Lise. Fucking bitch. You wanna see pissed off? I'll fucking show you pissed off. Burnt the fuck out of my fucking sandwich now because of you and your asinine.
Oh, maybe he was cooking himself a grilled cheese sandwich and got so into the arguing.
That piece of bread off and another one on.
Let me tell you something, Lise. Keep fucking threatening me.
She's trying to be helpful. She's like, well, take the bread off and just cook the one side again. Hey, I'll tell you something. Stop threatening me, bitch.
Take that piece of bread off and another one on.
Let me tell you something, Lise. Keep fucking threatening me, and you better start figuring out where you're going to go with your zoo. Don't even fucking want to eat now. Fucking got gut rot.
You spoiled his appetite. He has gut rot now.
Go ahead, Tom. Go ahead. So then I can trash the whole house.
Fucking pig. No fucking other word for it but a pig.
I'm surprised this relationship didn't work out.
Damn it.
I'll find some more great clips from this family. Actually, the guy, TJ, compiled a best of in like a little song.
Yeah, I can throw a rabbit out of here and I won't have piss taste in my mouth. It smells like cow shit in here. Aren't they cute? All 147 of them. I can't even walk out here without hurting myself. Step on the shit.
I can do what I want.
What, pile of garbage up so you can't walk to the fucking couch?
And I'm not supposed to be saying, oh, happy dicks, and oh, look, the living room's so trash today. Isn't that nice? Sing a song. Right, Lise?
Shut up!
You shut up first!
Fuck you, Tom! You're a baby!
You're a retard!
Fuck you, like I said!
No, Lise, fuck it, you!
Yep, that's right, Lise! Yep!
God damn it! Cut, bitch, asshole!
You asshole!
An asshole! You asshole!
Fucking asshole!
No, you're the asshole! Fuck you, you know, fuck you, you fucking retarded motherfucker!
Fucking damn it!
You ain't fucking heard nothing yet! Wanna see pissed off? I'll fucking show you pissed off!
This family should be featured in every black and white segment. They'd be returning champs again and again.
And all that goes! And the not.
All right.
Sick motherfucker. Son of a bitch. Right to yourself, bitch.
Now I'm a dick.
Oh, I'm a lazy motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Shut up. You shut the fuck up. Get fucked. Bye-bye. Get the fuck out.
Do you guys remember a long time ago we played a clip of a mother screaming at her kid because he wouldn't give her the car keys? She sounds exactly like that mother. I'm not fucking around, Kaylin! By the way, his name was Kaylin, not TJ.
So everything is pushed off out there!
And don't fill up the fucking house with rabbits!
Yeah. Rabbits is it's a real sore spot for him.
Yes.
And in the videos, you can clearly see, like, in the basement, there's just cages full of rabbits. On the first floor, there's rabbits. It's my new obsession. I'm going to put a link today on the show notes so you can check out TJ's videos. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. We're doing a classic edition. I thought we would replay one of Corey's greatest hits or shits. This time around, Corey tackles The Price is Right. In a Distorted View Sextastic Tuesday exclusive. Let's get into it right now.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday.
That's right. Today on the show, we're entering the steamy, sexy world of television game shows. Whammy's fucking Vanna White. Chuck Woolery getting a rim job from Wink Martindale. Alex Trebek, ass-fucking Regis Philbin, it's anarchy. Sexy, raunchy anarchy. Today, though, we're going to focus on The Price is Right. After 35 years, The Price is Right game show host Bob Barker no doubt has had his share of game show groupies. However, for decades, Bob had eyes on the Barker's beauties. Of course, there have been lawsuits because of it, actually. Groping. Bob had not made love in years and longed for the time when he could gangbang the Barker beauties in a brand new car! Corey. Since Bob's vision was poor, he mixed up his daily medication with his Viagra and broke into an uncontrollable frenzy of sexual madness. Bob must eat pussy. He's going mad. When Bob started the show that morning, the announcer, Rod Roddy. He's dead now. I'll always remember Rod Roddy as the announcer for Price is Right. He was so great with his, like, sequin. He's the only man I know that would wear sequin, like, shirts. All sparkly and shit. Maybe he was gay. I don't know. His name certainly points to that conclusion. Rod Roddy. It'd be gay porn. All right, when Bob started the show that morning, the announcer called for a contestant to come on down! The female contestant had long, silky legs, pleasantly curvy hips, and voluptuous breasts. That's right, Corey provided his own sound effects for this Sextastic Tuesday. That was an awful sound effect, though. Let's see where this is going. Bob was spellbound with lust. He blurted out as if he was battling Tourette's. I'm going to try to do my best Tourette's impression here. Come on down and suck my cock! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right! There, Tourette's. All right. So, yes, come on down and suck my cock. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. The woman was startled, but had been a devout admirer and would do anything for Bob. She also wanted to win the Showcase Showdown and get a sweet speedboat. Yeah, a fast boat for a fast lady.
I'm not ready for it.
You're not ready for it.
No, I need to get closer.
Okay. The contestant zipped down Bob's pants and pulled out Bob's gray, pickle-like prick. Bob's cock looked like it had warts.
You see, all the people on the show took hepatitis shots, and it was not a complete success.
Okay. She ignored the blemishes and started to lick the salt off of Bob's dirty cock. She then scooped out Bob's cotton candy-like balls. It was like I've never heard of balls described as cotton candy. Very descriptive. But yes, that's probably how old people's balls are. All wrinkly and mushy. It was like discovering two birds' eggs in a dirty nest.
Look at my beauties!
He's very proud of his balls. Her lips engulfed Bob's balls like stuffing a whole pack of Big League Chew in her cheeks. She then sucked like a dirt devil while jerking off his pickle cock. The crowd was shocked. Yes, they're currently taping the show, aren't they? Doing this in front of a studio audience. The crowd was shocked and started running as if there was a fire. Little did they know, Bob had a burning fire in his pants that needed extinguishing. The woman kept sucking Bob off like a rabbi on a newly circumcised baby. Think about that one for a second. All the while, Bob was yodeling like the mountain climber in Cliffhanger. Bob then applied turtle wax to his cock, and she stroked him faster and faster. Unfortunately, Bob became limp. Dissatisfied, he pushed the woman aside. He handed her the rest of the turtle wax as a parting gift and kissed her on the cheek.
I want to see you after the show.
Bob was still in the mood and noticed a very busty, fat black woman still in the crowd with an I Love Bob shirt. Bob whipped out a $500 bill and laughed. This showcase could be yours if the price is right. She said, no deal. And Bob said, wrong fucking game show, bitch. And grabbed her by the cornrows and dreadlocks and raped her on stage.
I've been here for all these years playing this game. You know it well enough. You knew I was goofing. Why didn't you stop me there?
Fortunately, Bob could still not come. He then grabbed his Colt 45 handgun and then forcibly lined all the Barker beauties at the bottom of the Plinko board with their legs up and vagina lips wide open. Bob stood at the top of the Plinko board with a smirk on his face. He dropped in his Plinko chips one by one. He dropped the first Plinko chip deep into Janice's hot, wet pussy.
$100.
Oh, Janice's pussy's only worth $100. The next Plinko chip went into Kathleen's hot steamer, turning Bob on even more.
$500.
Diane had multiple Plinko chips going deep inside her cash and prizes, causing her to squirt sporadically all over the Plinko board.
$1,000?
Uh-oh, we're building up to something. Bob was so close to coming.
Oh, I think it's going to blow up.
That creaking sound was his penis. But the next Plinko chip got stuck on the Plinko board, and Bob again lost his erection. Tough break, Bob. Bob was still on a sexual rampage, faster than Michael Richards looking for a job on Monster.com. Okay. Bob raced around. How topical. Bob raced around with his pants around his ankles and found the Barker beauty Holly on the Lucky 7 set.
Baby, it's not too late. Come on here.
Bob is a creep. It wasn't Holly's lucky day since Bob pistol-whipped Holly into unconsciousness. Bob sprinkled rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat, in Holly's pink dripping pussy and literally ate her out. Bob then fucked her slowly with his long, pencil-thin microphone and asked, what's your price now, bitch? What's your price now?
Now you've had enough, bitch.
Bob yelled, come on, it's sweeps week and ratings are down. He tried to get her in the mood. Do it for the troops, you unpatriotic bitch, Barker barked.
Do you have any idea of what a wonderful comeback this would be?
Ooh, Bob didn't want to lose his erection, so he did the unthinkable. Bob fantasized of ass-fucking the rotten corpse of former Price is Right announcer Rod Roddy in his flamboyant pink pimp jacket. Take that, Rod Roddy, or whatever the fuck your real name is. Feels like your gay asshole hasn't skipped a beat.
No, that's not right.
No, it most certainly isn't. Still, Bob could not shoot his load.
Well, I'll swear, nothing's going right today. That is the most humiliating moment of my life on Price is Right.
Bob was so frustrated that he went to his last resort. He removed the needle out of the big wheel and stuck his dick against the wheel. Bob spun the wheel in the hopes that the wheel would jerk him off. Since his arms had arthritis, he couldn't get the wheel all the way around, so he had to spin again, and again, and again.
Did not get all the way around.
The fourth time he spun it, it was so fast his wiry silver-gray pubic hair flew out into the empty audience seats. Bob got into the third person and mumbled in a trance, "The wheel is spinning and spinning, and I think I'm gonna come. Oh, it could be coming. It might be..."
"Oh, I think it's gonna blow up."
Bob's rock-hard cock then suddenly snapped off by the big wheel and flew across the stage like a monster truck hitting a traffic cone. At the same time, Bob finally came and bled all over the wheel through his torn dick. The wheel then landed on the $1, and he won $1,000. But tragically, Bob lost his life. Bob died of a heart attack, orgasm, and loss of blood. The stage was covered in senior citizen man juice. Bob Barker paid the ultimate price on The Price is Right, his life. If only Bob had been spayed or neutered, none of this would have happened.
Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered. Bye.
That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for December 5th, 2006. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Can you believe that? That story is just about 8 years old. So, wow. Not only has Distorted View been around too long, Corey has been around too long making these dumb stories up. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get 10 free gifts just by using coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. Adam and Eve is home to over 20,000 adult products. We're talking adult movies, lingerie, sex toys, you know, like studded penis sheaths or something. I don't know. They got lots of great stuff. Check out AdamandEve.com. Pocket pussies. So if you don't have a girlfriend, you know, stuff to stick your dick in. Girls, they've got lingerie. Yes, pick out something you like. You'll get six free full-length adult movies with your order. Plus, they're going to throw in a special gift for her, a gift for him, and then something you both can enjoy. And to top it all off, free shipping on your entire order. Go to AdamandEve.com, pick out something you like, add it to your cart, use promo code FREAK, FREAK, or coupon code DV, or okay, even coupon code TIM. That one works as well. They just keep fire-hosing coupon codes on me. That's fine, whatever. For 10 free gifts, AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, instead of doing an extended show today, we're either going to do an extended show later this week or a weekend program. Haven't decided that yet, but either way, you'll be getting three bonus episodes of Distorted View Daily this week. If you are Sideshow members, it's very inexpensive to become a true and honorable freak. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up. Website's looking really good, by the way. It's all responsive and shit. What's great is if you don't like dicking around with, you know, podcast software and shit like that, you can easily log into the Sideshow site on your iOS or Android phone and just play episodes of Distorted View right through the web browser. I made it very easy. And with some recent Android update, you are able to stream episodes of Distorted View, even if it's a Sideshow exclusive program. For a while, for some reason, on Android devices, it had something to do with the browser. You weren't able to stream the Sideshow shows, but now you can. So it's a great time to sign up. You can even stream the videos, the DV logs and stuff like that. Full access to over 2,000 shows, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, videocasts, and more. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Help a brother out. Sign up for the show. Support this stupidity. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from London. A new study suggests that the way women assess male attractiveness and their satisfaction with their partners can be interfered by hormonal contraceptives. What does that mean? If your lady is on birth control, chances are you're ugly and she doesn't mind it. So instead of roofying a girl's drink, just plop down a few birth control pills in there. She won't be passed out, so she can't claim rape. But the birth control's messing with her mind and making her think you're more attractive than you really are. Quote, marital satisfaction is strongly associated with mental and physical health and a host of physical, mental, and social outcomes for children, said Michelle Russell, okay. The fact that wives' hormonal contraceptive use was linked to their marital satisfaction suggests that hormonal contraceptives may have far-reaching implications, both beneficial and harmful. The study followed 48 couples for 4 years of marriage and another 70 couples for 1 year. The researchers asked the couple about their birth control use and their marital and sexual satisfaction. They also asked uninvolved judges to rate the attractiveness of the husband's faces, based on photographs. The findings suggest that women who began their relationship while on hormonal birth control became less satisfied with the marriage after stopping the medicine, but only if her husband was less attractive than average. Hold on, I need a chart to explain this. In contrast, the women on hormonal birth control who married men who were more attractive than average were actually more satisfied in their marriage after stopping the hormones. So, if you marry a good-looking guy, you can stop using birth control. If you married a hideous freak, we'll say a 6 or below, you're going to want to stay on that shit. Your husband's face is covered in a haze of false beauty. Those that had not been taking contraceptive pills when they met their husband, but then later started, saw a change on how they felt about their relationship. Well, what was that change? It was also discovered that women who changed their use of the pill reported that their relationship became less sexually satisfying, regardless of what their partner looked like. So there you go. If you're concerned about, you know, your wife's sexual satisfaction, you don't want her on the pill. However, it could lead to divorce because she's going to find you to be a hideous fucking freak. She's going to see what you really are. All right, so there you go. Well, take that for what it's worth. If someone could email me and explain what I just read, that would be great. Second story we have for you today. Love talking about neo-Nazis. Neo-Nazis gathered in a small German town. Oh, Ground Zero, if you will. The Fatherland. Neo-Nazis gathered in a small German town. They found themselves the target, though, of an anti-fascist prank this week when they inadvertently raised 10,000 pounds. Of what? Because if it's Jew carcasses, I would guess the neo-Nazis would be happy, but if it's like 10,000 pounds of bagels, that would be a problem. That would attract Jews. All right. For decades, they're talking about 10,000 pounds. This story was written in the UK. For decades, far-right extremists have marched through, Wunsiedel in Bavaria every year, to the despair of those who live there. This year, the organizers of the Reich gegen Rechts, right against rights, took a different approach. Without the marchers' knowledge, local residents and businesses sponsored the 250 participants of the march on November 15th in what was dubbed Germany's most involuntary walkathon. For every meter they walked, 10 pounds went to a program called Exit Deutschland, which helped people escape extremist groups. Campaigners hung humorous posters to make the march look like a sporting event with slogans such as, "If only the Führer knew," and "Mein Mumpf," which means "my munch." I don't know what that means. Next to a table laden with bananas. Oh, I get it. My munch. Munch on the bananas. They even hung a sign at the end thanking the marchers for their donations. Neo-Nazis are attracted. So it was like, you sponsor a neo-Nazi who is marching and, for every mile or whatever, you give him X amount of dollars. All right, that makes sense. Neo-Nazis are attracted to the town because Hitler's deputy, Rudolf Hess, was once buried there. How many places was this guy buried? Keep moving him. Though his remains were exhumed, in 2011, and his grave was destroyed, far-right extremists still flock to the town year after year. Residents have attempted protests and numerous legal complaints to no avail. One of the organizers said of the event, "We want to show what else you can do, what other courses of action you have. You can do more than just block the streets or close the shutters." So this was a very successful event for everyone, neo-Nazis and the people against neo-Nazis. Progress. Final story we have for you today. If you are a follower of our Facebook page, and I hope you have liked me over there at facebook.com/distortedviewshow, you would have known that I posted a link to a seal raping a penguin. Yeah, that's the type of material I post links to on our Facebook page. It's nature. science. Also, every day I'm changing my profile picture to a new glamour shot or Down syndrome fatty. So that's what I work on during the day. Those are my projects. Scientists have observed fur seals coercing king penguins into sex. Researchers from the University of Pretoria, in findings published in Polar Biology, said they observed seals coercing penguins into sex 4 times. In 3 of the incidents, the penguin was let go afterwards. In the final instance, the penguin wasn't so lucky. The seal killed and ate the penguin. Seal was probably high. Had the munchies. I just want to fucking eat Cheetos. But there are no Cheetos in the Arctic. So they ate a penguin. It's not the first time scientists have observed this form of behavior in the sub-Antarctic. It was first documented 8 years ago. Lead scientist Nico de Bruin, whatever, said of the research, "Honestly, I did not expect that follow-up sighting of a similar nature to that 2006 one would ever be made again, and certainly not on multiple occasions." It's becoming a fetish for these seals. It's spreading. This is what I always say about the internet. Yeah, before the internet, you never really heard of furries. And then, you know, one or two fucking freaks start posting their experiences or videos or pictures. And then other people start looking at it. They're like, yeah, I could get into that. Now we got tens of thousands of fucking fur fags crawling around this great nation of ours. And don't get me started on poor My Little Pony. The internet freaks did to that franchise. All right, the team believes coercing penguins into sex may have become a learned behavior. Some fucking pedophiles made a trip down to the Antarctic or something. With male seals seeing their peers doing it, and then they try it themselves. We really can't think of what the reward may be. Getting off. You don't have to deal with the bullshit of female seals. Honey, bring me back a fish! Ugh. Seal wives are the worst. So these guys just go out, find a penguin, fuck them, maybe eat them, and they move on. They destroy the evidence. They get rid of the evidence. All right, yes, we really can't think of what the reward may be for these young males, other than perhaps learning that these birds are an easier target to practice their copulatory skills. He added, perhaps it's a release of sexual frustration. Oh, yeah. I fucked my fair share of penguin equivalents. Yes, I don't know. Perhaps it's the release of sexual frustration, given the hormonal surges during seal breeding season. It's very unlikely to be failed mate recognition. I'm blind! Stick my dick in whatever feels good. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Don't forget, voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. Would love to hear from you if you haven't called in a while, or maybe you're a new listener. Also, we have a post office box if you want to send something to me, something physical in nature. And what's the last thing I wanted to mention? Oh, yes, Ungodly, our secret website, where bad things lie. Ungod.ly. I just posted a new video this past week, and I try to post one at least one every week. And this one is quite a doozy. It has to do with dick holes and worms, and I think I've said too much.
Hey, good, Jimmy Boo. Haley's Comet calling up. I've had the Freak Moment rule song stuck in my head for days. But all things considered, it could be worse.
Yeah.
At least it's not something from Little Mermaid.
Freak Moment Rule, very good. Maybe I'll play a little bit of it at the end of the program today.
Hi, Tim. Average caller.
You sound like Spiral Hamfucker.
First, I wanted to thank the freak that suggests that none of us ever call in with personality or humor. That should make the call segment much more entertaining.
Yeah.
My question is regarding Lumosity. What are your opinions? I like your show.
All right. Lumosity, is that the website you go to train your brain?
It's a good Timmy Boo.
I don't care for it.
This is it.
I really should start doing shit like that. Start playing Brain Age or whatever those stupid games are. Because I know I'm going to fucking get the Alzheimer's.
It's a good Timmy Boo. This is Haley's Comet speaking.
Finally, the real Haley's Comet is checking in.
Actually, I was going to answer 2 questions for you.
Oh, okay.
One.
By the way, I officially got permission to say cunt, so I was kind of worried about that. You know, I got permission to say the N-word. I think we were talking about this on a Sideshow exclusive program.
But yeah, so ladies have given me the permission to say cunt. I pretty much have free reign to say whatever I want, and no one can complain about it because I have permission.
Why people use?
Hey, Chinese people, I'm gonna need your help real soon here.
What?
Chinks, gooks, I need the okay on all of that.
You were asking why people use sex toys. For me,
I was asking people why they use sex toys. That's the dumbest thing I ever... To get off? Why would I ask something like that? Maybe it's because... Oh, maybe for guys, maybe? It's like, you know, just use your fucking hand and jerk off. Maybe that's what I was talking about.
Actually, I was going to answer two questions for you.
Yes, go ahead, princess.
You were asking why people use
sweet
sex
darling.
Toys.
Yeah.
For me, I use, like, a bullet vibrator because I can't orgasm with these.
Yeah, for girls, it's totally different. I think I was really talking about guys. Because, I mean, you know, girls, you know, your fingers are only so long. You need something a little wider, a little girthier, a little longer.
So, whatever.
Makes sense.
Also,
go to Adam and Eve. Use coupon code FREAKERDV, please.
So, if you've been on a lot of medications, like, you know, Vicodin or whatever, it can really fuck with you. And sometimes it can take literally 5 hours to orgasm.
You remember, this is not really related to what you're saying. It is related to drugs, though. Remember I told you that my doctor prescribed Klonopin for me for when I was feeling anxious? So I got like 14 pills. Like, they didn't want to give me a lot of pills because they're afraid I'll get addicted to it. And they're like, just take it. This is not for you to take every day. It's only for when you're feeling anxious or whatever, which I've been really good. I got these pills, what, a month and a half ago, and I still have 8 or 9. And I will tell you this, though. I've taken them like in the late evening or early evening or something like that. And I sleep so great on these things. If you guys have trouble sleeping, get yourself some Klonopins.
The other thing I was going to say is that you asked for any...
It does nothing for my anxiety, by the way, these Klonopins. But I think also the doctor, in addition to just giving me very few pills, also gave me like the lowest dose possible, like 0.5 milligrams. I'm going to talk to that bitch and be like, come on, I'm a man. I'm a big fat man. I need more power.
The other thing I was going to say is that you asked for any rape victims.
Jesus Christ, I'm a monster. Yes, rape victims call in. Okay, I think we got one here.
Ding, ding, ding. You got one.
Oh.
I also had a You Know You're a Freak One moment.
Well, let's talk about this rape thing.
Because even though I was...
This would make a great comedy segment, wouldn't it? Talking about rape, your particularly your very personal rape story.
I also had a You Know You're a Freak One moment because even though I was drugged and date raped by a guy when I was 19...
I liked it.
I still have a rape fetish.
Oh, well...
Maybe that's when I realized that was a thing.
I don't think that's unusual. I think once, you know, you're traumatized by the whole rape thing and then you sort of somehow sexualize it. I don't know. I'm talking like I know what I'm, like I know anything.
Hey, Tim, I just want to tell
you. It makes perfect sense. You're raped once. You crave it then all of a sudden. Can't get enough rape. You don't hear that enough, do you?
Tell you that your show has made me into a fucking worse person, and I love it.
Well.
I work with all these fucking near-deads in this fucking retail shit job, and they're always coming in complaining about goddamn coupons. And
fucking old people and their coupons.
Really?
What would be really great, I would love to open a store that offered coupons, but there was an age limit on the coupons. Like, no one older than 50 can use the coupons. And just
when we get
watch these old people blow a fucking gasket.
Get to the next election, I'm voting you as long as you stand by your support for mandatory euthanasia.
Of course.
Eat a dick, jigoo, Tim.
What's great is with all of my heart problems, I'm probably going to die before I reach that golden age of, you know, being an elderly person myself. So I'll never have to be hypocritical. It's wonderful. See? The glass is always half full with me. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it okay?
You fucking lying, fucking skank, crank, poor.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow, but only if you're Sideshow Freaks. If you're not yet a member, go to superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I will see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everyone.
I wish you could be black for a week. You'd probably kill yourself.
What?
Yeah.
I would not, because I could tell you something. I'd be hip-hopping and having a good old time eating gizzards.